This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of our listeners does not want to come on air, but he wanted to make a comment about how Americans feel we're going to be entering a civil war, going into a civil war. And he said, I see it, and I don't think it's just 2 and 5. Every American I talk to thinks something needs to be done. Not violence, but something drastic to make things change. Now, this is a sense that we're feeling where people think that something, quote unquote, drastic has to happen to make things change. And from a psychological standpoint, right, why does it happen that way? How come, right, you know, I saw the way my mom was with my dad. My mom would yell about something. Or with us, it was almost like all hell breaks loose. And I'd be like, why didn't you just ask me to pick up the sock? Or why didn't, I mean, where was the, how come it went from 0 to 10? Where was step 0 and 1? How come, you know, where's the, there's a process before things have to escalate. And the reason why is because when somebody feels like nobody listens, they already get tense. Like, for example, like if I, let's say that, I don't know, my husband leaves crap in the sink, and I've told him millions of times, mentally you think, well, if I go, honey, can you please not, you know, have soggy bread in the bottom of the sink? I know that's not going to work. And then I start to get tense, going, okay, well, that's not going to work. I've asked him before. He ignores me. I'm going to get more mad if he ignores me. So now you're like, okay, well, I got to tell him to quit leaving bread in the sink because I don't want to pick it up and it's soggy and it's going to get moldy and it's disgusting and we have to have the sink cleaned out every night. Okay? And I'm not obsessive. Trust me, I'm not obsessive about clean, but I really don't like soggy bread. So now I'm tense. Now I'm thinking that he's not going to do it. And I just want this to not happen again. So I now choose to go to level 5. And I'll go to level 5 with him, let's say. And I'm like, the bread is still in the sink. We can't have bread in the sink. This is ridiculous. Okay, now he's like, hello, good to see you today. Where did this come from? I'm like, there's been bread in the sink. Bread's always been in the sink. How come it's there? And then it escalates. And it's because we think that just because common sense and calm requests didn't work before, it's not going to work now. When you know and I know, it actually can work. You might have to word it a little differently. You don't necessarily have to escalate. So a lot of people are going, look, government's not reading us. We don't want to elect them and then have them ban, you know, our car. Have them ban. I mean, there's a lot of Californians that voted for Newsom, but they still want to keep their Corvette. They still want to keep their Jeep. Now, I get 13 years from now, you probably will have a new car. But those of us who love our cars, we want to keep our cars for as long as we can. Even though you can keep your cars, it's just the new cars you get are going to have to be electric. So you might be like, yeah, you know, I voted for the Democrats or I voted for the Republicans, but I don't really want this. I don't really want to pay for other people's student loans. I don't want to pay for other people's abortions. I don't want people to think that I'm, you know, I don't know. So what happens is you're like, well, wait a second. If I made a vote and this is what happened, then I guess I need to step it up. I need to maybe be more vocal. Now, being vocal does sometimes change the course of things, but it doesn't necessarily have to go all the way to violence. In this study from YouGov America, they say two-thirds of Americans believe that political divisions in this country have gotten worse, compared to 8% who said the country has grown less divided. Yeah, the country, I think, is at its most division that I've seen in my lifetime, but I've only been around since the 70s. So I'm sure things were worse previously. They say a similar share to the of the population say that political divisions have worsened and political violence has increased. 3 in 5 Americans anticipate an increase in political violence in the next few years, and only 9% expect political violence to decline. So what are some things people are getting politically violent about? Well, abortion. Now, I don't know why things have to get violent. All right? Most states still provide abortion services. Abortion is still legal. In fact, many states, even red states, are allowing second trimester abortions. Now, there was a time where you had to get it within the first 12 weeks. Then they expanded it to 15, even 20. And then some states went all the way to third trimester. But many states are allowing a fetus to be aborted in their second trimester. We don't necessarily have to get violent. If there are concerns people have, there's vote. You could vote, you could, you know, picket, you could assembly, freedom of speech. But I mean, do we really have to get violent over that? Do we really have to get violent over what gets taught in schools? I don't know if you've been watching some of these school board meetings, but it gets nasty. Now, I see why. A parent says something and the school board person goes, thank you, we are turning off your mic. Everybody keep your comments limited to just 3 minutes. Thank you for your comment next. Thank you for your comment next. And it looks like they're not listening. So voices raise. I'm like, you guys get we're mad. You get that this, you know, you have all this power. And you know, our kids are having to recreate, you know, scenes that have to, you know, deal with sex topics in class, and we don't want them to. And I get there's people that are pretty upset about what's been happening in schools. So when somebody thinks that they aren't being listened to and the normal pathway of getting things done aren't being done, that's when it steps up. And that's why I think this poll showed that, you know, violence might, I don't want it to. I think there's better ways. But yeah, people are pretty ticked, and they don't feel like they're being represented by their representatives. 1-877-DOC-DALIA.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So monkeypox case is still rising, but hopefully curve's starting to flatten a little bit. I know we don't want to hear the term flatten the curve. But the U.S. case count, rather than going up about 1,000 a day, now seems to be going up about 500 a day. We are at 18,989 national cases. The majority of the cases in California at 3,600. Florida at about 1,900. Georgia at about 1,400. Illinois, 1,000. New York, 3,300. Texas, about 1,600. But no other state over the 1,000 mark, it appears. Alaska has 3, Wyoming has 2, so things are still hopefully, you know, being, you know, staying low with this. Even though we had our first death in a person that had multiple medical issues, the severity of this seems to be a lot more under control. Our global count went up about 2,000. We're now at about 51,257 global cases. So it's still rising, but it seems to be slowing down. And I think what gets credit for that are the public, you know, awareness campaigns, the vaccination protocols. We're now vaccinating people against the smallpox vaccine. We're using the smallpox vaccine, Jynneos, which does protect against monkeypox. And then many individuals who were very active sexually in terms of multiple partners have started to limit them. And we've had a lot of education within multiple communities on how to start to minimize exposure from touching, from sex, household contacts, respiratory, and touching contaminated objects. So hopefully we'll be able to kind of slow this down. We got a big winter ahead. I am not looking forward to this winter. Last thing we need is monkeypox on top of all of this. But I think a lot of people are kind of over the whole, I don't want to get sick again. I don't want to spend any more money going to the doctor. I don't want to be off work. I don't want to be, you know, isolated from my friends. That I think a lot of people are like, you know what, we're going to kind of play it safe. Now, marijuana. Marijuana is ubiquitously used. I smell it everywhere I go in Las Vegas. Smelled a lot in California. Most states that have it legalized, you smell it a lot. And I voted to legalize it in my state. I wanted people to have access to it from a medical standpoint. I wanted it to be studied from a medical standpoint. Wanted the police freed up. But I do believe that marijuana did change a little bit of our academic culture. And we found that lots of kids that started to have more access to that didn't really seem to be as passionate about academics staying at school. Many of them chose to not pursue their education. I'm not blaming it at all on marijuana. I think a lot of young Gen Zs look at school as not the same way, you know, Gen Xers would or boomers or older millennials. A lot of younger millennials and Gen Zs kind of look at school as, okay, this is kind of a racket. I have to pay all this money. I have to learn things I don't want to learn. Just because they need to make money, just to hand me a degree, so you're actually paying for a degree, and then the degree doesn't even get you a job. And the funny thing is in the 90s when I went to school, I loved my college. I went to UNLV. But I remember wondering the same thing. Why are they making me take these extra classes? Why? It's costing me extra money. It's costing me extra time. And I don't know if these classes are really helping. Now, in retrospect, I'm glad I did take some of those extra classes. I have great memories, and I think the more education, the better. But when you're looking at somebody whose college costs are really high, and they don't know if, you know, somebody's going to have to pay for it, and then, you know, the U.S. is going to be mad at college students because they have to pay their debt, and, you know, the average person doesn't know what their degrees are going to get them, they're going to be a little bit more skeptical. So I am not going to blame the lack of pursuing one's academics just on marijuana. I think there's a lot of other reasons at play. High costs, lack of, you know, goals, not able to get a job once you do have that degree. But an interesting study came out of University of Cambridge, and they are dispelling the stereotype that cannabis users are lazy and don't care. Their study said, no, they're just as motivated as non-users. And I think we saw that with Jesse Pinkman in Breaking Bad. He got his poop together. He was pretty active. He ran a whole business for most of those seasons. So researchers from the University of Cambridge say that cannabis users are no less likely to be motivated or to enjoy life's pleasures than non-users. They said, we're so used to seeing, quote, lazy stoners on our screens, you know, like the Big Lebowski, although I didn't think the Big Lebowski was lazy. I mean, he had to solve a murder mystery, right? So he's, yeah. And he had to bowl. He had to bowl in a league. And then he had to bury a friend. So that was, Big Lebowski was a great movie. But according to study authors, Martine Scumling, she said, we're so used to seeing lazy stoners on our screen that we don't stop to ask whether they're an accurate representation of cannabis users. Our work implies that this is in itself a lazy stereotype and that people who use cannabis are no more likely to lack motivation or be lazier than people who don't. Cannabis is the third most commonly used controlled substance around the world after alcohol and nicotine. Researchers set out to understand whether the drug affects levels of apathy and anhedonia, which is loss of interest in or even pleasure from awards. So the team looked at 274 young cannabis users who had used cannabis at least weekly over the past 3 months. Then they matched them with non-users of the same age and gender. All participants completed questionnaires to measure their levels of anhedonia and apathy. They said the results revealed that cannabis users scored slightly lower than non-users on anhedonia, meaning they appeared better able to enjoy themselves. Meanwhile, there was no significant difference when it came to apathy. We were surprised to see that there was really very little difference between people who used and people who didn't when it came to if they enjoyed things, if they were motivated, which is very contrary to what we think in what we see in movies. When they delved deeper into the results, they found that adolescents scored higher than adults on anhedonia and apathy in both the user and non-user groups. But cannabis wasn't the cause of that difference. Meaning kids were less likely to give a damn. Right? Well, you don't need, Cambridge University scientists to tell us that. I can tell kids don't give a damn, right? Like, button your fly, pick up your dirty underwear, close the refrigerator door. It's no big deal, Mom. It's a big deal. You got to close the flipping refrigerator door. Why are you freaking out, Mom? They're not stoned. That's just how they normally talk to me. What? Huh? What? It drives me crazy. I'm like, where's that spark? Close the refrigerator door. Dr. Will Lawn from the Institute of Psychiatry, Psychology, and Neuroscience at King's College London said there's been a lot of concern that cannabis use in adolescence might lead to worse outcomes than cannabis use during adulthood. They said, but our study, which, by the way, was small, said one of the first to directly compare adolescents and adults who use cannabis, suggesting that adolescents are no more vulnerable than adults on the harmful effects of cannabis on motivation, the experience of pleasure, or the brain's response to reward. So they think maybe there's a weak association at best. And I really credit them for this study. They actually did a follow-up study to look at behavioral tasks. They looked at physical effort. They saw participants were given the option to press buttons to win points, and they were later exchanged for chocolate. The task had 3 levels of difficulty, with more difficult trials requiring faster button pressing. On each level, participants could choose to accept or reject the offer. The second task was designed to assess how much pleasure they got from the reward. So I love chocolate. I could be as stoned as somebody. Somebody could have me under anesthesia, and I would still like chocolate. Participants were told to estimate how much they wanted to receive 1 of 3 rewards, 30 seconds of their favorite song, 1 chocolate, and a pound coin. On a scale of do you want it at all to intensely want. Then they received the reward and were asked how pleasurable they found them. Again, the results reveal no difference between cannabis users and non-users. So what I think happens is I think cannabis, depending on the, whether it's sativa or indica, I think some cannabis strains make people maybe a little sleepy. So you might not necessarily be less, you might be a little less energetic. You might be feeling good and not really aware or necessitating the external stimuli. So you aren't really looking for it and just kind of sitting there and relax. I don't know. I've never been stoned. So, but what I've seen, and sadly, it's been in person with patients coming in. They just kind of are like, it's okay, it's all cool. I'm like, I'm worried about your health. We need to do this. All right. They just don't seem to be as anxious. Well, that's something different. That doesn't mean apathy. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Almost 170,000 residents of Jackson, Mississippi are without clean water for drinking, bathing, and cooking. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves explains the biggest priority is getting running water, even if they have to sacrifice quality standards.
We've installed a new rental pump, contracted with outside operators to do critical maintenance, and started other emergency repairs. We're going to need electricians and mechanics and divers and other skilled operators to complete all of this work.
He advises the public to boil water first if they must use it. Only 42% of Americans are satisfied with the nation's K-12 education. That's according to a new Gallup poll. It's the lowest in the past two decades and down from 51% in 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So today starts National Blood Donation Week. I am so excited. Rachel Flanagan, Executive Director of American Red Cross of Southern Nevada Chapter, joins us to kind of talk to us about how we need blood, how much blood we need, and why this holiday is so important. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for the invitation, and thank you for helping get this National Blood Donation Week and Donation Day started.
Actually, I can't thank you and Keith enough, Keith Paul and you, for all you guys do every single day for blood. The American Red Cross, we are just huge, huge fans of, and we do fundraisers for you guys with, like, Ukraine, and we just can't do enough to help you guys, so whatever we could do to help you, we do. So, you know, Rachel, talk to us about your role with the American Red Cross.
Absolutely. So I serve as the executive director here at the American Red Cross in Southern Nevada. So essentially, we work with the 4 southern counties of our state, And we collect blood, we respond to home fires, we install smoke alarms, provide preparedness education, training, all of the services that the Red Cross has. And we work hand-in-hand also with our local Air Force base here at Nellis.
Oh, thank God for that. You know, I know, my son's over there at Nellis. Yay! So we got to put him to work. Yeah, make sure. This is a whole family affair. So you, at the American Red Cross, not only do they do all the great work they do globally, but I hear about 40% of the nation's blood, and we have tons of blood banks, and we're grateful to all of them, but the American Red Cross kind of shoulders a good majority of that, huh?
Absolutely we do. So the American Red Cross, like you said, supplies 40% of the nation's blood supply. And that's a pretty large number when you think about it, especially considering how much blood we need and how much more we can collect, which is really exciting.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have millions of Americans. Many people are kind of confused on their eligibility, and a lot of us are eligible. Can you talk to us about that?
Absolutely. So in the United States, approximately 62% of our population is actually eligible to donate blood. But only 3% actually do. And there are a lot of misnomers we've heard over the years. And so we have a great page on our website at redcrossblood.org. And it lists those items that have potentially been disqualifiers in the past and some of them that no longer are. So there are much more lenient guidelines as it comes from the FDA that allow us to be able to accept a greater pool of donors now, which is fantastic. So the tattoos and all the things that people thought they had to wait a year previously, I think somebody told me the other day at a blood drive they thought they had to wait 2 years. And I said, absolutely not.
So, no,
And it's a great tool to be able to make sure. And we're working towards reducing some of those restrictions for things that we've seen in the past that have previously been disqualifiers.
So true. You know, I know the East Coast is kind of bracing for possible hurricanes. We have the West Coast, you know, with wildfires and heat waves. How often does Southern Nevada need to help out these other parts of the country?
So here in Southern Nevada, we have a particularly high need for blood supplies. So a lot of the blood that is collected here in Southern Nevada actually does stay here in Southern Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times when blood could potentially be needed in other markets. And they are shared as readily as possible. So in the event of an emergency, blood can come in at any time that needs to come in or go out.
So true. And if, let's say, I'm donating today, so I'm going to be donated today, mm-hmm. when will that be able to get on the shelf? Roughly how long does it take to process, assuming, you know, I have nothing except, you know, my crazy genes?
You are too funny. My blood, actually, I donated on Tuesday, and I received a text message yesterday that it was already being processed. So it's a pretty quick turnaround, actually. So it's less than it's usually approximately about a week or so before it hits the shelf, just to make sure they do all the appropriate testing and packaging and then getting it to its final destination.
Yeah, when there was that man who I think was swimming naked in the Bellagio fountains, people asked if he got my blood. I'm like, no. No, because I would have worn a bathing suit. So, yeah. And blood now is screened, and it's so much safer now. It's amazing the advances. There's a lot of diseases you know blood is screened for. Can you talk to us a little bit about the screening process?
So our blood is screened, obviously, for some of the transmissible diseases. So we do take a screening for hepatitis and all of those different processes. And it's kind of cool because right now we're stepping into what we call Sickle Cell Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. September is just a busy month when it comes to blood. And so any of our donors who self-identify as African American, we actually test for the sickle cell gene as well. And we will let them know if they do carry them. So we do test for a lot of interesting things.
Yeah, good. And also sometimes we get our cholesterol levels. I love it. I didn't know my blood type until I donated blood, and it was fantastic that, you know, there was that additional service. There's always benefits. And then the lives we're saving. How many lives are we saving each time we donate, let's say, whole blood?
So each time somebody donates a whole blood donation, they have the potential to save up to 3 lives.
Nice.
Which is a spectacular number. That's very humbling. Myself, I gave a power red the other day, which is a double unit. So it's really exciting when we can have that feeling when we walk away from a blood drive that I could have potentially just saved 3 lives.
So true.
That's something that resonates. I think it should make everyone's day a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we have inflation and, you know, looming recession and, you know, people are like, well, I want to help as we're coming into the holiday seasons, but I don't have money. What I love about this is so much more than, you know, a donation to a charity. This is actually, and it doesn't cost you anything. So for those people that want to kind of feel like they're helping the world, and if you can't donate, you can always host a drive. Talk to us about hosting.
Absolutely. So, like you said, if you are unable to donate, some people are. If your business is capable of hosting a blood drive, if you have a space that we can come in and you're willing to host us for the day and allow us the opportunity, we can host a blood drive right in your business. And we will put together the website and everything, and donors will be able to search for that right by the zip code. Or if your team is big enough and your whole team decides, we want to do a blood drive just within our company, we can make that happen as well.
Right. And you guys bring everything, even the cookies. So you make it really simple.
We really do. And some days we bring cookies. We've had blood drives where we've brought donuts. We have drives where we want to make sure that our clients or our donors have the best experience possible. And so we bring everything from water and juice all the way, like you said, through the cookies. We haul in all the machines, the beds. We provide everything that's needed, including those little privacy screens. So when people are doing their medical histories, we make sure that everybody has the best experience possible.
So true. We're speaking to Rachel Flanagan, Executive Director of the American Red Cross Southern Nevada Chapter. In the last minute or so, what do you need from my listeners?
You know what? What we really need is for donors to, when you have the time and the ability, to please remember the American Red Cross. Please remember that donating blood is one of the simplest acts of kindness that you can really do. It only takes about, you're there at the site for less than an hour from the time you walk in the door till the time you leave, and that includes the blood donation. And you can go on redcrossblood.org or download our app, and you can find a blood drive near you or near your work. You can just type in a zip code and schedule an appointment that's convenient for you. And we recommend that if you are feeling well and you are able, please donate.
We love it. Redcrossblood.org. Rachel, thank you. Thank Keith. Thank your whole team. We can't wait to have you back. And happy National Blood Donation Week.
Thank you. Same to you. Have a great day.
You too. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Even though type O blood is badly needed because it's the universal blood type, any of us, I'm B positive, any of us with blood, B positive. We should all be positive. But any blood we can use. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys,
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we spend a crap load of money in taxes. And I don't mind because the taxes go to our first responders, it goes to our roads, it goes to our schools, it goes to Medicaid, it goes to a lot of things that I think our money should go to. I would like it better spent, and I would love to have a little bit more input on what is being, you know, fixed in terms of, you know, are you fixing that pothole correctly? Because it just seems to keep coming back. You know, are the kids learning what they need to learn? You know, or is it just opinions? Is it debates on things that are, you know, not very relevant to what they need to learn? And I'm not talking about dinosaurs or evolution versus creationism or things like that. I'm just talking about how, you know, teachers may not always, you know, stick to the plan. And so parents want feedback, parents want input, but they're now airing their dissatisfaction with the way schools have gone. And so one study, one Gallup poll, shows American satisfaction with K through 12 education is low. 42% say they're satisfied today. This is the lowest measured in the past two decades. And it's the second lowest in Gallup's 23-year trend. They said American satisfaction with schools was at a near-record high of 51% in 2019 before dropping slightly each year since. They said at the same time, parents of children attending kindergarten through grade 12 remain largely content with their oldest child's education. 80% were completely or somewhat satisfied, and is a little improved from the 73% about a year ago. So Gallup is tracking Americans' and parents' perspectives. And so being, you know, at least one in four completely dissatisfied, 32% somewhat dissatisfied, well, that's a problem. You know, I when I send my kids to school, I want to love that school. I want to feel that school, one, has, you know, is going to protect those kids, that there's going to be guards, there's going to be, you know, ways to, if there's a fire, there's going to be a way to get those kids out. So I want to know if they're safe. I want to know that their teacher is not going to exclude them, discriminate against them. I want to know that the education they are getting is going to be the building blocks of future education. Well, parents aren't feeling that's what they're getting. Now, maybe part to blame is the pandemic. So a report has come out saying that COVID knocked off decades worth of progress in math and reading. So just 2 years of the pandemic knocked off two decades of growth. The dismal release from the National Assessment of Educational Progress, which is kind of referring to the nation's report card, has become now a biannual tradition in recent years. And it apparently academic progress stalled and then eroded for fourth graders, eighth graders, and they look at trends, and this is a lot more involved than I could go through on air, but they said the average math score for nine-year-olds sank 7 points between 2020 and 2022, the only such decline since the first test was administered since 1973. Reading performance also fell 5 points. So that means fewer students are hitting the test benchmark performance from prior to the pandemic. For math, the percentage of nine-year-olds scoring at 250 or above fell from 44% down to 37%. Those scoring at the 200 level fell from 86% to 80%. And then the 150 threshold shrank a little bit more. So no demographic group gained. No demographic group got better because of the pandemic. And, I mean, I know why. I had kids in school. What did they do? They Googled. So when they had a question that they didn't know the answer, they Googled. Or they had their buddy. And this wasn't necessarily during the test, just when they had to do homework. So they did group homework. They worked together. And they might not have really learned it. Now, on one end, when you are in the work field, when you're out there as a grown-up, you are going to work in groups. If you don't know how to answer something, you are going to look it up. So knowing how to navigate Google is nice. But what if, again, we have a power grid that's overwhelmed, and you have to do a math problem, or you have to figure something out? You are not going to always be able to access a computer. You have to learn it. You also have to put things to memory. So if kids were at home and online and, you know, in their pajamas, that's way different than sitting in a classroom. Now, going back to parents being dissatisfied with education, I told you we need to really revamp how we're doing school. And how we're doing school should be, one, not 8 hours of people just sitting at a desk. Now, I get sometimes they play recess or they have lunch or they might have some PE a couple times a week. First and foremost, there needs to be exercise every single day. And teaching kids how to exercise, how to work out at a gym, how to hike, how to do yoga, how to do home exercises, how to work a treadmill. Not only should it be about football and badminton and tennis and all that, I think it's important for kids to learn the sports. I love sports. But also, how do you work out? Because everybody should be working out every day, or at least 3 to 5 times a week. So children should know how to incorporate those sorts of activities. Plus, it helps them learn more. Number two, you don't need to sit there for an hour being lectured to. Right? Teaching can be a lot more compressed. Where, guys, these are the facts. This is what you're going to learn. These are the story problems you need to do. This is your homework. All right? You guys are going to do a couple of them with us now. Boom. The rest you do at home as your homework. Next class. School, the academic part should be no more than 4 hours. Then, the after lunch, the rest of the day is their sports, their group activities, their group work, and learning a trade. These kids should be learning electricity, plumbing. They should be learning CPR. They should be learning basic first aid. They should be learning money management. They should be learning stock market. They should be learning how to handle bills. They need to be learning parenting, good health, other lifestyle things. But these are things that we don't necessarily need to teach religion or need to teach. We don't want any of that. That's for the parents. Sex ed, again, is mixed on how much schools need to be involved because some of us parents don't teach us or talk to us about Jack Diddley Squad. But schools are not supposed to be babysitters. They're not supposed to be the third or fourth parent. They're supposed to get our kids ready for the grown-up jungle that's out there and the grown-up world. So kids should be able to do basic household fixes. I mean, when I see the toilet, there's an issue with the toilet. When my kids were younger, they were like, where's dad? Okay, well, one, I can handle it. Number two, why don't you guys know how to, you guys don't know how to unplunge a toilet? You need to if you're going to use toilet paper like mommy does. All right, you're going to have to learn, you know, where's the plunger? All right, there's a spider. What do we do with a spider? There's a lizard in the house. How do you get the lizard out of the house? These are snakes. How do you know if a snake is dangerous or not? It's interesting. When I grew up in Maricopa County, we had to do desert survival courses. And these desert survival courses as kids taught us how to survive in the desert. There's the prickly pear. You could eat the fruit. There's water in the Sahara. There's shelter here. These are the snakes you avoid. We're not teaching our kids practical stuff. We need to. So rather than spending all this time, you know, and I understand there's a lot to learn with history. There's a lot to learn with math. There's a lot to learn with English. I think there's a way to do this that's a lot more focused. And I think kids are going to get a hell of a lot more out of it. Remember, kids could learn a lot more than we think they do. 1-877-DOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.